The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 10th chapter. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. This is the gospel of the Lord. Three times over the past 2 years, I have flown to Indiana for a 10-day educational and spiritual retreat. Although I have since learned about and been steeped in the cultures and practices and grace of this Benedictine community of sisters, in the beginning, I was absolutely terrified. Boarding that plane that first time left me panicked and scared, left me feeling like Jonah, wanting to run in the entire different direction. I was leaving everything that I knew, my husband, my children, my home. I no longer had control over what I was going to eat or when I was going to sleep. I didn't know what those nuns would be like and whether or not they would accept me into their close-knit community. The unknown was so wide open and scary, I could barely put one foot in front of the other. I wondered why, indeed, I had accepted this across-the-country call and how I might get out of it. Fighting against my nature of needing to be in control, I was most certainly relying on the hospitality of strangers. I wonder if the disciples felt a little bit like me, maybe even more so. Because these verses for today about being welcomed and welcoming are found at the end of a very long lecture Jesus had for his friends, right before he sent them off into the big wide world. A lecture that included calls to dust off their feet in protest of the places they're not welcomed, one where they're told they're heading out as sheep among wolves, that they are to take up their cross and follow him into the unknown. I honestly can't imagine that Jesus was instilling much confidence in them as this list of exhortations was shared. They were more than likely terrified and anxious and most likely wishing they could run the other way. For Jesus was sending them out vulnerable and powerless, with no spare tunics or food or sandals. They were to rely upon the goodness of others, were to open their hearts and their minds and hope and pray that they were received by the people they encountered. And while they were indeed powerless and without control, in no way did they go out alone. For the face looking back at them in the mirror was the very face of Jesus. His promise was that although they were like sheep among wolves, the good shepherd was within and around them. They were never alone, and no matter if they were welcomed by another or not, they had upon them the very imprint of their Creator. As a church, we talk a lot about welcoming people, being open and hospitable. And that's the way it should be. Welcoming all is definitely a countercultural way of being in the world. But before we can welcome the other, with all their joys and their sorrows they bring, we must be vulnerable enough to be welcomed ourselves. And being open and vulnerable is terrifying. Just like my first trip to Indiana, where I was losing all sense of power and control, Jesus is asking us to go out into the world without any pretenses, without a set of rules we must adhere to, without preconceived notions of what being with another is to look like. Instead, we humbly stand before another with our heart open, ready to receive whatever we're given, knowing that upon our face is indeed the very imprint of our own Creator. For being a disciple of Jesus is as much about receiving as it is about giving. In fact, Jesus turns the old adage, "It's better to give than to receive," on its head. Because when you're the giver, you're the one in control. You make the rules. You're the one in the position of power. But when you're the receiver, you're standing there naked and open and vulnerable and ready to receive whatever is offered. From the beginning, God has asked us to receive the gifts of God's self. Receive this creation I've designed just for you, God says. Receive this promise written in color in the clouds above. Receive those prophets who show you my way. Receive my son as a babe in the manger and as your savior on the cross. Receive. 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 Open your hearts and receive what I'm giving you. There aren't specific words that we must say or doctrines we must follow. There is nothing we can do to earn what's in front of us. There is simply open hands, ready for the gifts given. Open hearts, ready to receive the waters poured in baptism. Open hearts to receive the grace and love held within the bread and wine at communion. And open hearts, ready to receive the gift of welcome from another. My experience at Our Lady of Grace Monastery has taught me that growth and love and acceptance only happens when you venture into the unknown and rely on the grace and love and mercy of another. When you give up control, when you allow the spirit within you to meet the spirit of the other. My experience has taught me that indeed it is so very good to receive love, to receive hospitality, to receive undeserved grace, that relying on the mercies of another allows your heart to rely on the mercies of your Creator. And then, and only then, cherishing the gifts you've been given through your own open and receiving heart, Christ becomes the undeserved gift for another. I invite you to pray with me. Send us out into the world with open hearts, Lord God. Let us not go as ones with power and control, but as ones ready to receive the gifts you have to offer. Open our hearts to receive your grace, your mercy, your love. Open our hearts to receive welcome. Open our hearts to receive you. And receiving you, may we reflect your face to the world. In your precious child's name we pray. Amen.